This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Suicide can affect anybody at any age. It's a subject that parents don't want to think about when it comes to their own child. But sometimes communication is the key to help a struggling child. KEDM's Taylor Costa spoke with Jan Daniels, the Youth Development Coordinator at the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana, about suicide and properly informing parents about the subject on this week's Time to Talk.
Jan, welcome to the program. With a topic as serious as suicide, what do parents need to know about suicide and what can lead to that?
Parents need to know that this can affect any age, boys and girls at any time. They really need to communicate with their child and know their children's behaviors. And if they see something that's not the norm, to ask questions.
What are some warning signs a parent can look for in their child? And if they were to see them, would make them say, hey, something's going on here and it's not right.
If they're not communicating at all, if they notice that they're not wanting to go anywhere or do anything, loss of interest in any of their activities, they may not be playing their gaming system anymore, their grades may be falling, their sleep patterns change, their appetite change, anything that you can notice in your child's behavior that sticks out may be a reason why you want to ask what's going on.
So if a parent sees the warning signs of a change in sleeping pattern, their appetite is not the same, their mood is different, what action needs to be taken by the parent? Like, what is the correct response to something as serious as this?
There is no wrong response by asking a question. You may ask the simple question of, how do you feel? Is there something bothering you? Communication is the key, and make an appointment with your pediatrician or a counselor here locally and get them to ask the questions that may be difficult for you to ask.
What are some questions a parent can ask their child to learn more about them and just understand what they are going through?
Communication is the key with your children. Ask them if there's something at school bothering them. Is there a certain subject that they're having trouble with at school? Are they feeling irritable and angry? It's all about communication.
Is there a number or a place that a parent can reach out to in order to get help for their child in this situation?
The phone number that we always recommend is Suicide Help, or call 1-800-273-TALK, and they can answer any type of questions and refer you to local resources if your child needs to see someone.
Jan Daniels is the Youth Development Coordinator at the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana. Thank you so much for being with us today, Jan.
Thank you for having me.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at kedm.org. You want a complete understanding of what's behind issues in the news, so you look for thorough sources of news and information. You're busy, so you rely on KEDM and NPR News for depth and portability. You listen at home, in the car, at the gym, and deepen your understanding of the world, and stay connected to music you don't hear anywhere else. These are great reasons to make a financial contribution today, because listener support keeps KEDM on the air. Just go to kedm.org.